RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hello there. This is Dr. Pam Peek. Stop procrastinating with all of the goals in your life. That's what I say. And so we're going to start with a campaign for action all year long. And we have one of the preeminent scientists and teachers about procrastination, Dr. Tim Pitchell. And he hails us from beautiful Carleton University in Ottawa in Canada, where he is freshly off a Nordic track in the snow up there and having a wonderful time at it. He's a guy who walks the talk. So Dr. Pitchell is the author of what I consider to be the Bible for procrastination. So run out and get it. Solving the procrastination puzzle. And he deliberately made it short so that, yes, you wouldn't procrastinate reading it. So please, please do this. Now, all of you women out there in Her Radio Land, we are going to start this campaign for action right now with Dr. Tim Pitchell, who's going to start giving us monthly snips and bits of wit and wisdom as we try to understand how to be able to make all of those goals real. Dr. Pitchell, welcome to Her Radio.
Hey, Dr. Pam. Thanks very much.
All right. So, procrastination, what is it? Why don't you define it, and let's just dig right in.
It's really important to define it, and I spend a lot of time defining it in relation to other forms of delay. So, procrastination is a voluntary delay of something that we intended to do, despite the fact that we're sort of aware that it's going to come back to bite us somehow. So, it's a particular form of delay. As I'm fond of saying, all procrastination is delay, but not all delay is procrastination. And that's really important for us to know, because at the end of the day, when things aren't done, it doesn't mean we've been procrastinating. So there's still laundry baskets full, or there's papers on the desk, or there's things around the house that you've been intending to do something about, but there's been other higher priority items. And so you're living a highly prioritized life, you're really effective, and there's going to be things that didn't get done. Well, that's delay. Delay happens. But procrastination is, well, you know that you intended to do it, it was really important to do it, and you didn't. So it's that sort of culpable delay that I'm talking about.
Oh, gosh. I mean, this just strikes home. And I'm going to tell everyone out there in Her Radio Land that, seriously, Dr. Tim Pitchell saved me. Because, you know, as a woman, which means I'm a perfectionist, hello, if you own a set of ovaries by definition, you know, I would just become paralyzed sometimes about things. I just have to do it so perfectly, and then I don't get off first base. And so I read Solving the Procrastination Puzzle. I've listen to every flippin' podcast Dr. Pitchell's done. Google them. They're fantastic. And by the way, Pitchell is P as in Paul, Y-C-H-Y-L. And so, oh my gosh. And he saved me. I started putting into effect in my own life what he was talking about. And so, Dr. Pitchell, let's just throw out a couple things that people can start, little insights about why they can't get off first base. Why we're procrastinating in the first place? Where does that come from?
It's a great question. And it really follows up on, so how to define procrastination. Because as much as I made that kind of academic definition, what we have to understand procrastination is, it's not a time management problem. It's an emotion-focused coping strategy. So just like one day we wake up and realize, I'm not eating the second row of cookies in the bag because I'm hungry. We're doing it because we're trying to cope with something emotionally. And that's what's happening with procrastination too. So one of the first things we have to grapple with is that it's about how we're feeling, and procrastination is giving in to feel good. I'm going to give in to feel good now by pushing something off, by avoiding something. And so I get that hedonic uplift. I think, oh good, I feel good now. Now, ironically, because we use the present to predict the future, I actually believe I'm going to feel more like it tomorrow, because right now I'm feeling pretty good. And that's what we use to base how we're going to feel tomorrow. So it creates a very irrational situation. So one of the first things we have to deal with is just recognizing it's about my emotions. I'm giving in to feel good, and there's other ways I can be coping. And on top of that, I'd lay out the fact that, okay, well, you got a hedonic reward, this a good feeling reward from procrastination, but there's other kinds of rewards that come from doing. In fact, it's a much deeper satisfaction. It's a eudaimonia. It's something that's really important about how we live, living well, as Aristotle once said. So getting on with the task at hand is so crucial. Now, I think everyone's thinking, I know, so how do I get on with it? Well, the big tip and one of my biggest mantras is just get started. Now, it sounds so simple, but I'll tell you, even this week, I got a lot of listener feedback to saying, although it's obviously very simple, it's deeply profound to think about, I'm just going to get started. If I think about the whole project, it overwhelms me. But if I can just find a place to get started, once a job's begun, it changes everything. We know that from our research. Our feelings change about it. It's not the big bag task we thought it was. So I'll stop there and just say that at the very beginning, recognize that it's about emotions and that I can't go into it thinking I'm going to feel like it, but I can get past those feelings.
And that is exactly what I did. It was so interesting. You know, I'm a writer. I actually have 3 New York Times bestsellers. I think I know how to write. But you know something? You're a writer too. And we're both, interestingly, academics as well. And so, you know, just starting to write, beginning to, you know, get that project done, you know, it can be, it seems like it's overwhelming if you look at the whole thing. So using your wonderful tip, just get started, what I would do is write an outline. Mm-hmm. I would write anything. It would be a paragraph. It yes. might be some thoughts. Anything works. And I think that was a really strong point from your book, which is, it doesn't matter if it's Mary Had a Little Lamb, just write something, for crying out loud, and then break the spell. You said it yourself, the big bad project. Yeah. So just, you know, break it up into little bits. Even if, you know, you went to the gym for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it didn't matter. Even if you got up and did a walk for 15 minutes instead of, you know, the grandeur of 45 minutes that you had a big goal about, anything's better than nothing because it does break the spell. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does make sense. But laid on top of that is all the stuff that's going on inside of us. Like the Buddhists would say, we have monkey mind. We got this, all these feelings happening, all these irrational thoughts happening. We have to quiet that a little bit. So let's say I'm thinking I should get on, I should, that perfectionistic talk going on inside about getting on the exercise bike today. And for some reason, it just seems overwhelming. Like, oh, I don't have the time. I don't want to sweat like that. And so I have to simply say to myself, just put your bum on the seat of the bike and spin the pedals. That's all. Just do that. And no more than that. Any further than that. When you do that, What's so amazing about being human is that 10 minutes later, you think you could ride the Tour de France because now it feels great. But it's get that magical moment when we go from all that busyness and all the resistance we're feeling to just sitting on the bike and spinning our legs. Right. So I get it. And I love your analogy about with writing. You know, we don't write books, we write words. So let's write a few words.
Exactly. I love it. And so I want everyone out there to remember the 2 big things as we start our campaign for action, how to reach your goals. The first one is, remember, so much of this procrastination is tethered to emotions. You know, are you anxious? What's going on? Rock and roll now. The second one is, get started. Do anything. Girlfriends, are you listening to me? Do anything. A little piece, a snippet, something. Because you know what it does? Think about it this way. It breaks the spell. Ah, I love it. Dr. Tim Pitchell, that's P as in Paul, Y-C-H-Y-L. You go out and buy his book right now. We're going to need it as a textbook for the whole year. Solving the Procrastination Puzzle. Dr. Pitchell, you are our go-to Let's Stop the Procrastination expert, and we're going to get those goals reached. Yes, we can do this. Woohoo! I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I want you to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If you got some questions for us, shoot them on over to askher@radiomd.com.